The 22nd Azotej World Congress, Brave Futures. 21st of July until the 1st of August, 2027. Suwon, Korea. Open call for the Professional Exchange Program. Deadline for submissions, 15th of September, 2026. This open call seeks proposals for the Professional Exchange Program of the 22nd Azotej World Congress and Performing Arts Festival, 2027. In Suwon, Korea, to be held between 21st of July and 1st of August 2027. Proposals may take the form of a table at the marketplace, snapshots of artistic practice presentation, quickfire professional exchange talk, paper at the Itaewon Research Conference, round table or seminar group discussion, unique other format session, interactive workshop, experiential visual format, informal social event. The call is open to all Azotej members, members of Azotej National Centres and Azotej International Professional Networks, as well as Azotej affiliates. Please contact us if you have any difficulties in becoming an Azotej member. Applicants living in a country without an Azotej National Centre can apply without being a member of Azotej. This can be the first step towards building an Azotej community in your country. The Azotej World Congress Performing Arts Festival takes place every 3 years and is the flagship event of the global performing arts sector for children and young people, bringing together more than 1,000 artists, producers, directors, playwrights, performers, designers, educators, researchers, cultural leaders, festival directors, programmers, curators, managers, administrators, policymakers, funders, and representatives of cultural institutions from over 70 countries. The Professional Exchange Program provides a platform for the exchange of ideas, knowledge, and professional practice in the field of performing arts for, with, and by children and young people. Its primary audience is performing arts professionals alongside practitioners from related fields such as education and research, while also actively engaging children and young people as participants and contributors. The 2027 Professional Exchange Program will focus on three overarching themes: children's voices, Asia, and possible worlds. Greetings from the hosts. Azotej Korea and Azotej International are delighted to announce the open call for the Professional Exchange Program at Brave Futures, the 22nd Azotej World Congress and Performing Arts Festival, 2027, to be held in Suwon, Korea. The Congress marks a significant milestone, taking place exactly 25 years after the 2002 Azotej World Congress in Seoul. It provides a unique opportunity to reflect on the profound changes that have shaped both the world and the field of theatre and performing arts for, with, and by children and young people over the past quarter century. It also represents a long-awaited opportunity for many members who had hoped to participate in the 2021 Azotej World Congress in Tokyo, but were unable to do so due to the COVID-19 pandemic. At last, the international Azotej community will gather once again in Asia for this global celebration of our sector. We warmly invite all Azotej members from around the world to submit proposals for the Professional Exchange Program and join us in Suwon in 2027 to exchange ideas, build new connections, and take a brave step towards our shared futures. Themes of Brave Futures: Children's Voices, Asia, and Possible Worlds. The 22nd Azotej World Congress and Performing Arts Festival will be shaped by three interconnected themes: Children's Voices, Asia, and Possible Worlds. Children's Voices is about recognizing the perspectives of children and young people, which have too often been overlooked or marginalized in many societies. The theme of children's voices affirms their right to agency, participation, and meaningful engagement in artistic and cultural life. By listening to and creating with children and young people, we challenge our own assumptions, enrich our artistic practice, and open the doors to new ways of making theatre and performance. The Congress invites participants to explore what this means for theatre and performing arts for the children and young people around the world. Asia celebrates the unique perspectives of the host region and its contribution to the global Azotej community. Across Asia, long-standing artistic traditions exist alongside rapid artistic innovation. How is contemporary theatre and performance for children and young people evolving across the region, and what is influencing it? How do diverse cultural contexts and performance traditions inspire new artistic approaches, challenge established ideas, and open doors to new audiences? The Congress provides an opportunity to learn from the richness and diversity of Asian experiences while strengthening international collaboration. Possible Worlds looks towards the future at a time of profound global change, shaped by environmental challenges, technological transformation, artificial intelligence, and complex uncertainty. Rather than focusing solely on the difficulties facing children and young people, this theme asks what is possible. Adopting an optimistic approach, we seek to explore how the arts can imagine hopeful alternatives, inspire resilience, and create space for new possibilities. What artistic practices, collaborations, and methodologies help us envision and build more inclusive, creative, and sustainable futures? Together, these Congress themes are a reminder that the future is not singular, but multiple, and the theatre and performance for, with, and by children and young people can help us reflect, imagine, and create new paths together. Other themes may also be reflected in the Professional Exchange Programme. Selected event sessions will cover a diversity of topics and sharing of ideas, research, artistic practice, and professional experience from across our global sector. This means that contributions outside the specific Congress themes described above are also welcome. However, preference will be given to those that address the Congress themes in engaging ways. Accessibility. Contributors with access requirements are encouraged to apply and should indicate their requirements in the application form. Following the selection process, the organisers will work with successful applicants to support their participation, wherever possible, within the available resources and organisational capacity. Applicants are also encouraged to consider accessibility when designing and delivering their proposed sessions. This may include, for example, offering a relaxed workshop, or adapting the format or environment to support participants with a range of access requirements, including neurodivergent participants, people with learning disabilities, or those with sensory or communication differences. All applicants will be asked to provide information about the accessibility of their proposed contribution as part of the application process. Translation. To support accessibility and multilingual participation, applicants are asked, wherever possible, to provide translation from the primary language of their contribution into English, Korean, or both. Translation to and from other languages is also strongly encouraged. We ask participants to think carefully about the translation possibilities they can provide and to plan for them as part of their application. This may include self-translation, simultaneous or consecutive interpretation, sign language interpretation, translated handouts or scripts, subtitles, or other appropriate language support. Please indicate the translation and/or interpretation that you are able to provide in your application. The use of visual materials, images, and other non-text-based forms of communication is also strongly encouraged to help make contributions accessible to participants from diverse linguistic and cultural backgrounds. Financial support. The Azatej World Congress and Performing Arts Festival is a unique global gathering of Azatej members and all those passionate about the work being done around the world for, with, and by children and young people. Rather than operating as a marketplace, it serves as a hub for professional exchange, collaboration, and international networking. Over the years, countless artistic partnerships, projects, and opportunities have grown out of these encounters. The financial support available to contributors to the Professional Exchange Programme depends on the format of the selected contribution, the contributor's country of residence, and any access requirements identified by the contributor. Contributors from lower income countries. Selected contributors from eligible countries, please refer to the list of lower income countries at the end of this recording, will receive a complimentary delegate pass for the full Congress and Festival. They may apply for travel support following selection, subject to available funding. Contributors participating in the marketplace or social events are not eligible for financial support from the organisers. Please note the financial support is limited to a maximum of 2 contributors per selected session, regardless of the session format. Contributors from higher income countries. Up to 2 workshop facilitators per selected workshop will receive complimentary delegate passes for the full Congress Festival. Complimentary delegate passes and financial support will not be provided for contributors running other presentation formats. Contributors with access requirements. AZOTEJ Korea and AZOTEJ International are committed to supporting the participation of contributors with access requirements wherever possible. Support will be determined according to individual requirements and the financial and human resources available to the organisers. Depending on the circumstances, this may include, for example, partial support towards the travel and accommodation costs of a support worker or personal assistant, sign language interpretation, and or assistance from local volunteers. Deadline and application form. The deadline for submissions is 15th of September 2026. Applicants can expect to receive a decision by 25th of November 2026. You can access the application form by clicking the URL link on the webpage. Professional exchange formats. First professional exchange format. Marketplace. For those wanting to promote their company or festival. Details of the marketplace. Taking part in a shared marketplace session lasting 2 to 3 hours. Each selected presenting organization or individual having their own table that may be decorated as they wish. Promoting your company, productions, event, or festival to passing delegates. Using flyers or laptops to show images, other visual material, and content. Roll-up banners are discouraged, and electricity will not be provided. In the selection, priority will be given to applicants from the host region of Asia. Second professional exchange format. Snapshots of artistic practice, for those wanting to share innovative artistic practice. Details of snapshots of artistic practice, sharing new and or innovative artistic practice that is closely connected to one of the Congress themes, children's voices, Asia, and possible worlds. Speaking about and showing your work on stage using sets, props, images, video, and or practical demonstrations. 7 selected presentations, 7 minutes each, being presented within a shared 1-hour session. A dedicated facilitator framing the session for all of the presentations. Joining informal networking with attendees afterwards instead of a formal question and answer session. In the selection, priority will be given to applicants from the host region of Asia. Third professional exchange format, quickfire professional exchange, for those wanting to speak or present. Details of quickfire professional exchange. Presenting about themes, projects, practices, partnerships, trends, ideas, or networks within TYA. 7 selected presentations, 7 minutes each, being presented within a shared 1-hour session. This is similar to a Pecha Kucha format that some applicants may be familiar with. Maximum of 2 presenters per presentation. Sharing 20 images that change automatically every 20 seconds. A dedicated facilitator framing the session for all of the presentations. The organisers will provide simultaneous interpretation for presentations in English and Korean. Contributors presenting in other languages will be asked to provide a script of the session beforehand. Presenting without video, additional sound or lighting, only a microphone will be provided. Joining informal networking with attendees afterwards, instead of a formal question and answer session. Fourth professional exchange format, ITIAN Research Conference, for those wanting to present research. Details of the ITIAN Research Conference. Exchanging research that bridges theory and practice within and beyond the TYA sector. Presenting papers about TYA in relation to Congress themes, children's voices, and possible worlds. Discussing historical, cultural, artistic, social, or theoretical research perspectives. Applications for this format are to be sent directly to ITIAN, the International Theatre for Young Audiences Research Network. More information may be found at the link on the webpage. Fifth professional exchange format, roundtable or seminar, for those wanting to facilitate a discussion. Details of roundtables or seminars. Facilitating collective presentations and group discussions about issues relating to the TYA sector. presenting projects, practices, partnerships, trends, ideas, or networks related to TYA. Fostering peer-to-peer discussion and exchange among participants. Sessions lasting 45 to 90 minutes, including questions and answers. Sixth, professional exchange format. Other format, for those wanting to facilitate another type of talk. Details of other formats. Proposing a spoken, facilitated, or discussion-based format not listed above. Designing a structure suited to your session's specific aims. Using this format to engage participants and support professional exchange. Exploring themes, practices, or ideas relating to the TYA sector. You will be asked to explain why the existing formats are unsuitable for your proposal. Seventh professional exchange format, workshops, for those wanting to facilitate a workshop. Details of workshops, leading or facilitating dynamic, interactive activities, using a collaborative and participatory methodology. Guiding participants through a shared, practical process. Designing activities for a limited number of in-person participants. Sessions lasting 45 to 120 minutes. Eighth professional exchange format. Visual formats, for those wanting to exhibit something visual. Details of visual formats. Presenting film screenings, exhibitions, installations, or other visual formats. Sharing artistic, cultural, or research-based work through visual formats. Creating an experience audiences can view, explore, or move through. Incorporating audience participation, facilitated discussion, or questions and answers where relevant. Ninth professional exchange format, social events, for those wanting to host social events. Details of social events. Creating opportunities for informal exchange, networking, and socializing. Encouraging participants to connect in a relaxed setting. Strengthening relationships across the international TYA community. Promoting organizations, networks, projects, or regional initiatives through relaxed, welcoming social activities. Frequently asked questions. What is an AZTEJ World Congress? The AZTEJ World Congress and Performing Arts Festival is the flagship event of the global performing arts sector for children and young people, bringing together more than 1,000 artists, producers, directors, playwrights, performers, designers, educators, researchers, cultural leaders, festival directors, programmers, curators, managers, administrators, policymakers, funders, and representatives of cultural institutions from over 70 countries. The Congress features an international festival with performances from around the world, alongside the Professional Exchange Program, and a variety of events, including the General Assembly of AZTEJ International. What is this open call seeking? This open call is seeking proposals for the Professional Exchange Program. These proposals can take the form of a table at the marketplace, a snapshot of artistic practice presentation, a quick-fire professional exchange talk, a paper at the ITIAN Research Conference, a roundtable or seminar group discussion, a unique other format session, an interactive workshop, an experiential visual format, or an informal social event. Can I apply with a performance? This is not a call for performances. The call for performances ended in May 2026. What is the purpose of the Professional Exchange Programme? The Professional Exchange Programme provides a platform for the exchange of ideas, knowledge, and professional practice in the field of theatre and performing arts for, with, by children and young people. Bringing together a wide range of perspectives, practices, and methodologies, the programme creates space for dialogue across diverse cultural, social, artistic, and geographical contexts. It is a cornerstone of the AZTEJ World Congress, offering participants the opportunity to explore artistic practices beyond their own experience, foster international collaboration, and deepen understanding of the rich diversity of work created for, with, and by children and young people around the world. What are the specific themes of Brave Futures? The specific themes of the 22nd AZTEJ World Congress, Brave Futures, are children's voices, Asia, and possible worlds. Contributions to the Professional Exchange Programme outside these specific themes are also welcome, but preference will be given to those applications that address the Congress themes. Who is the Professional Exchange Programme aimed towards? The main target audience for the Professional Exchange Program's activities is performing arts professionals, alongside practitioners from related fields such as education and research, and it actively engages children and young people as participants and contributors. The sector professionals will come from a large variety of countries and institutional contexts. Nevertheless, applications are also welcomed for activities aimed at local children, young people, and their families in Suwon and the surrounding areas. How do I apply? Applications should be submitted using our online application form, available by clicking the link on the webpage. What do I need to prepare for the application form? The application form will ask you for different information depending on the format you are applying for. Applicants for the ITEON Research Conference are directed to the separate ITEON submission process, information about which may be found at the link on the webpage. In general, the form asks applicants for contact details including their preferred communication language, a clear title, tagline, or short description of the proposal, plus up to 2 promotional images, main presentation languages, any translation or interpretation you can provide, and relevant accessibility or content advisory information. Details of each presenting organization or individual, including their location, AZERTEJ membership, website, and social media links. Details of credited contributors where applicable, including their role, a short biography, and whether any contributor is a child or young person. Any additional information that you want to send to the selection committee or organizers. Additionally, there are some questions specific to each format. Applicants for the marketplace are asked for information on the company, organization, production, festival or event being promoted, including target age range, and, for festivals or events, their scale, frequency, and dates. Applicants for the snapshot of artistic practice, quickfire professional exchange, roundtables or seminars, other formats, workshops, and visual formats require information about the proposal's relationship to the Congress themes. Applicants for the roundtables or seminars, other formats, workshops, visual formats, and social events are also asked about room setup, technical requirements, and if they have a technical rider. Applicants for other formats must explain the proposed structure and why the existing formats are unsuitable. Please also note that you may save your progress at any point and return to complete the application form later, before the deadline. Who can apply? Anyone who is a member of an AZERTEJ National Centre, an AZERTEJ International Professional Network, or an AZERTEJ affiliate can apply to the Professional Exchange Programme. Please contact us via career2027@azertej-international.org if you have any difficulties becoming an AZERTEJ member. Applicants living in a country without an AZERTEJ National Centre can apply without being a member of AZERTEJ. This can be the first step towards building an AZERTEJ community in your country. Which languages is the application form available in? The application form will be available in English, Korean, Chinese, French, Japanese, Russian, and Spanish. You are welcome to write in any language of your choice, even if it is not listed above. All applications will undergo the same computer-generated translation into the preferred language of each selection committee member. What if the form does not suit my access needs? This form has been designed with accessibility in mind, but if you have any accessibility needs that require a different way to respond to this open call, you may contact us at this email address, career2027@azertej-international.org. When is the deadline? The deadline for submissions is 15th of September 2026. Applicants can expect to hear the decision by 25th of November 2026. What is the selection process? The selection will be made by a selection committee comprised of members of the Executive Committee of AZERTEJ International, the board and staff of AZERTEJ Korea, and appointed AZERTEJ members from the global sector. Priorities in the selection process are the relevance of the proposal to the themes of the Congress and to the delegates attending the program, the overall diversity of genres and topics presented by the selected contributions, and geographical diversity across the selection, with priority given to the host region of Asia. The selection of the contributors to the ITEON Research Conference is made separately by ITEON, the International Theatre for Young Audiences Research Network. Who can I contact if I have any questions? The organisers of the event are Azotage Korea and Azotage International. Questions related to applications can be sent to both organisers at korea2027@azotage-international.org. List of lower income countries: Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Angola, Argentina, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Belarus, Belize, Benin, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Botswana, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cabo Verde, Cambodia, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Colombia, Comoros, Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Côte d'Ivoire, Cuba, Djibouti, Dominica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Arab Republic of Egypt, El Salvador, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Eswatini, Ethiopia, Fiji, Gabon, The Gambia, Georgia, Ghana, Grenada, Guatemala, Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Haiti, Honduras, India, Indonesia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Iraq, Jamaica, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Kiribati, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Kosovo, Kyrgyzstan, the People's Democratic Republic of Laos, Lebanon, Lesotho, Liberia, Libya, Madagascar, Malawi, Malaysia, the Maldives, Mali, the Marshall Islands, Mauritania, Mauritius, Mexico, the Federated States of Micronesia, Moldova, Mongolia, Montenegro, Morocco, Mozambique, Myanmar, Namibia, Nepal, Nicaragua, Niger, Nigeria, North Macedonia, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Peru, the Philippines, Rwanda, Samoa, Sao Tome and Principe, Senegal, Serbia, Sierra Leone, Solomon Islands, Somalia, South Africa, South Sudan, Sri Lanka, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Sudan, Suriname, the Syrian Arab Republic, Tajikistan, Tanzania, Thailand, Timor-Leste, Togo, Tonga, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Tuvalu, Uganda, Ukraine, Uruguay, Uzbekistan, Vanuatu, Venezuela, Vietnam, West Bank and Gaza, the Republic of Yemen, Zambia, Zimbabwe,